All right, everybody, HVK here, and this is going to be a little bit of a dual-purpose episode. I want to talk about goal setting, New Year's resolutions, that sort of thing, and stuff I got in the works for myself and how I'm using how I format goal setting to move myself forward with these goals. But first, talking about goal setting. I both love and hate New Year's resolutions, which tells you absolutely nothing. I love them because I think it's a great way for people that they're not used to setting goals and use it as sort of a milestone. All right, new year, new me, right? Like that's the cliche that usually comes with it. But I hate it because I think if you actually really do want to achieve whatever the goal is, there's absolutely no reason for you to wait for some sort of arbitrary date or time, right? And when people do set goals, then especially when it comes to something like New Year's and they get into the whole New Year's, New You kind of nonsense, they screw up. And they screw up in three major ways that I've noticed when it comes to goal setting. And these are things that I've personally learned over the course of my life. Now, keep in mind, I'm 37 years old. I'm pushing 40 at this point. And hopefully, if you're a bit on the younger side, you can hear this and maybe not take so long to learn the same things that I did, and you can take advantage of the mistakes that I made and learn these things sooner. The first thing that people do is they do what I call the shotgun blast approach, right? They decide that there's a bunch of things that they want to do over the course of the new year, and they end up falling flat on all of them because humans are not scattershot creatures. We're like bullets, right? We are point ballistic animals. We're hunters. We focus on something and then we hit that target. That is why humans have been very successful as specialists, frankly. So when it comes to setting goals, right, pick one thing that's really important. There's always those tertiary things that you can have in addition to, right? Like for me personally, it's always, I'm constantly trying to improve, you know, how good a husband I am, how good a father I am, things like that. I can set easy milestones of like, you know, I want to spend 10-20 minutes extra a day playing with my kids or whatever it is. Little things like that, you don't need that laser focus for. They're just a part of ingrained into your day-to-day life almost, and you're just trying to set aside some extra time to focus on them more. I mean more so like, oh, you know, I want to work out and I want to lose X amount of weight and I want to be able to lift this much, but I also want to write a book and I also want to, you know, start taking yoga classes or, you know, whatever it is. I don't know, whatever it is people do nowadays. Focus on one thing. Dial in on the one thing out of all those that's most important to you and focus on it. And it doesn't mean you can't start doing the other things, but you have to prioritize what is never going to get sacrificed. And I told a friend this, if you are not willing to sacrifice for a goal, the goal will become the sacrifice. And keep that in mind over the course of the rest of this episode. So dial in on it, and then don't take a scattershot approach. Don't set your goals so high, which kind of bleeds into number two. Number two is people set the goal way, way too high. So they come out of the gate, they dial in, like, I want to focus on my fitness. And by the end of the year, I want to be able to, you know, bench 200 pounds, deadlift however much. I want to be able to run a mile and a half in however much time. I want to lose X amount of weight. And they set the goal really, really high out of the gate. The problem is you're looking at a finish line and you just started running the marathon. And that's not a roadmap to success for these long distance goals or challenges, right? You have to focus on one step at a time. So if you're not working out, and I use working out as an example because that's something that it seems like everybody has a resolution for going into a new year. Don't start with, I need to do all this stuff to get to this point. And then you're like, all right, well, in order to do this, I need to hit the gym 5 times a week. I need to work out an hour each time. I need to do 2 days of strength training, 2 days of cardio, 1 day of, you know, fucking backflips. Who knows? Who cares? That's the wrong way to go about it. Dial in and just go, okay, I'm a beginner when it comes to exercising. I'm going to work out 2 days a week, 20 minutes at a time. And that's it. Now you have wiggle room, right? You have 7 days in a week. Those 2 days can happen anywhere in those 7 days. So as stuff kind of comes up, because people have routines that they do in life and they feel overwhelmed now because they feel like they're adding something else into the daily chaos of life. Now you're giving yourself that wiggle room. I only need 2 days a week. Whatever 2 days out of 7 days a week. It doesn't matter if it's back to back. It doesn't matter if it's a Saturday and, you know, like a Wednesday and a Saturday. And then the next week is like a Monday and a Wednesday. It doesn't matter. It's just 2 days a week, 20 minutes at a time or 10 minutes at a time. Or don't set a time limit and just say, I just need to work out twice a week. Any days. And when you can do that for a couple of weeks, a month, then you increase the goal. Okay, I want to do it 3 times a week now for 30 minutes, let's say, or 3 times a week, still just 20 minutes, whatever it is. Or you still twice a week, but I increase it to 30 minutes. Again, whatever it is. But you incrementalize that goal until you're like, okay, now it's part of my routine. It's part of my habit. Exercise is now a part of what I do. And now I can aim more towards intensifying, focusing on strength training, focusing on the endurance aspects, focusing on weight loss, whatever it is. But when you start out with that long-term goal as the only checkpoint, you're setting yourself up for failure. You need to take one step at a time. Which brings me to my third deadly trap of goal setting, if you will. It's people don't know how to set the next goal, right? So they reach a goal, they achieve a goal, whatever it might be. And it's like, let's say it is weight loss. Oh, I want to lose 20 pounds by the end of the year. 6 months in, they've lost that 20 pounds. And then they go, well, I don't want to lose more weight because I don't want to be obscenely skinny. But, you know, what do I do from here? And they don't really expand the goal. They don't focus then on, let's say, the strength training aspect or perhaps increasing their endurance or whatever it might be. Okay, you've lost the weight. Maybe now it's time to tone up, add more muscle mass, whatever it is. It doesn't matter. I'm just giving examples here. But people don't know how to incrementalize that goal. So they start off with scattershotting too much, right? That's number one. You have to dial it in, be laser focused instead of the shotgun blast approach. Then number two, people make unachievable goals out of the gate instead of understanding what the long-term goal is, but making short-term goals, short-term checkpoint goals, right? Something that's easily achievable that is not so much a dream, but just a step on the ladder that you can achieve, right? And then last but not least, they create that step on a ladder, but then they don't know how to keep adding steps on the ladders, keep adding those little goals to reach so you can actually reach the dream. And I bring those three things up because my goal this year, and I've kind of teased at this a little bit, I mentioned it here and there in episodes I've done with V and Knack and whatnot, is my goal is to get published by the end of the year. I have been working on a project for the better part of probably the last 4 months now. 6 months, because I did a bunch of storyboarding first, but in earnest of actually sitting down and writing, probably the better part of the last 4 months. And my goal by the end of the year is I want to have a book that is a series of 3 short stories in an old pulp style format. I'm a big fan of the old pulp works from guys like H.P. Lovecraft, Robert E. Howard. I read those a lot when I was in high school and in college, and I've always kind of liked the format that they were written in. Old pulp magazines from like the 20s and 30s, where things were written in basically a short story style format to fit inside magazines, and they could tell complete stories in very compact ways. And in certain characters, like, you know, Solomon Kane, for example, or Conan the Barbarian, they could create these overarching narratives and develop these characters over the course of these short stories, but each story was just this self-contained little adventure that they might go on, little mystery that they might have to solve, or a little horror extravaganza in the case of H.P. Lovecraft, and you didn't need the broader spectrum. So you had these little self-contained stories that also harken back to earlier stories that foreshadowed perhaps later stories, and then you get this overarching narrative of a character there. And my goal is to do that, right? Have a couple of these short stories, and then it bleed into one overall sort of narrative book. And I've always been a fan of that sort of fantasy style, but what you never really see with fantasy is an era change. You always get like Bronze Age or perhaps even like Medieval Age, right? But you never see anything ahead of that. And I want to do it in like a black powder era, and that's my goal. So in my first short story, you see the main character is using things like flintlock pistols, but he still has daggers, he still has, you know, hatchets, tomahawks, what have you. Characters are still using swords and shields and spears and things like that, but these firearms are slowly starting to bleed in to the era, right? So I'm thinking that era of technology and focusing on that. And you know, the first short story I have done, so now I have it in its first editing review, right? And while that's going on, I was like, okay, instead of sitting on my ass, I've already started this second short story and I'm already 20-ish percent through it roughly. And when that gets sent off to first revision, I can go and back, if I have the other stuff back, depending on how long I work or how quickly I work, excuse me, and I can edit that, or I can get started on the third short story there. And I got started with all this because, well, A, I have the support of my wife. So if you're married or anything like that, it's always great to have the support of your spouse, because this is time I'm spending doing something else instead of spending time with her, right? So it's important to have your spouse's support in that. So I'm really lucky to have my wife's support. But I bought a calendar and I went on the calendar, and every Tuesday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., this is my writing time. Now, does that mean it's my only writing time? No. If I have other free time throughout the week, I have sat down and worked plenty. But I'm always setting aside at least those 2 hours a week. Again, like I said, when it comes to working out, right? Like just twice a week. Doesn't matter when, doesn't matter how long, just twice a week. For me, it was, I want to set aside 2 hours a week. I arbitrarily put it on a Tuesday, but if I had to move it around, I can still move it around. But just 2 hours a week. And just doing that over the course of 4 months, I was able to finish the first story that's a little over 100 pages. And even though I read through it and I made some edits of my own, and I was like, okay, this is still rough. This still has a lot of editing that it's going to need. I want to get outside opinions. I want to get a couple of different editing opinions and really butcher this thing and hone it up and refine it, sharpen it into something that's really focused. I walked away going, I think I really have something good here, you know, and that's the goal, right? Like, I believe that I actually have a story with engaging characters that people will enjoy in a setting that is familiar enough to those who aren't necessarily fans of the fantasy genre. This might be a little bit more familiar to a modern day aspect, but also still have enough of those fantasy aspects that draw in fantasy fans as well. Making something that's kind of unique because it exists in between that modern era and that medieval era that fantasy tends to just kind of stay in, right? Like I said, flintlock pistols, early revolvers. We got some, you know, very fantasy technology when it comes to dwarves and whatnot with, like, you know, steam-powered battering rams or tanks and whatnot. Not a whole lot of it, but it's starting to become something that's prominent, right? You know, so the first short story is very mystery oriented and following this character with a very personal vendetta, for lack of a better term, in mind. And the second short story is much, much more basic, much more straightforward, of a guy that is looking to do the right thing, right? And kind of has that opportunity taken away from him, and then something comes along that perhaps gives him a chance to do something good in a way that he didn't really see before, right? And I wanted to focus on different types of heroism, because if the last 10 years is any indication, writers in American pop culture don't know what heroism is anymore. And this is, of course, ignoring or, you know, kind of putting off to the side the independent comic community that has been killing it, right? Whether it's Common America, the Ripaverse, you know, whatever it might be, they have been killing it on the comic side, on the indie side, in really generating new heroes, new stories, and really showing us the sort of American heroism of old. But you don't see that in novels, and you sure as shit haven't been seeing that on TV or in movies, right? And I love comics as a format, but I've never been interested in being a comic writer necessarily. I've always wanted to write in novel format, and I never see anybody write in that pulp format anymore. So I was like, let me give this a shot. Let me see what I can do with this, because I believe I can actually make something here that is good. And even though I had characters in mind, I didn't really have overall stories in mind, and I let the characters kind of drive that narrative, and I didn't really know where I would... I knew where I wanted to end up, but I didn't really know how I was going to get there. And there were things that I wrote along the way that were different than what I had storyboarded out, and I was like, you know what? Screw it. I'm going with this anyway, because it just works better with the story, because it feels a lot more organic. And for me, that's been the secret so far, is to make things feel organic to what the characters are looking for, who they are as people, and let them sort of drive the story in that regard. And frankly, I wouldn't want to waste my time with it just to quote-unquote write something. I genuinely think this is something that people will enjoy. And my hope is that using the show itself, this show, like this episode here, and as well as the show Twitter handle at HVK_AmeriCannon. I want to put out periodic updates and ideas and little hints about what's going on, where we're working at with it, what you can look forward to. And hopefully that drums up enough interest in people so that when we finally drop it, which my goal is at the end of the year by doing these little incremental things, hopefully there's a good reception and hopefully people enjoy it. I genuinely believe that there is something here or else I wouldn't be doing it. I think I can achieve this, which is why I'm doing it in the first place. And that's not saying that to be egotistical, but I'm saying that because if I don't believe in myself, I'm never going to make it happen, right? And everybody that has a goal, especially in the new year, you have to have that confidence in yourself. You have to believe in yourself. Otherwise, you never will achieve it. If you go in saying, well, you know, you have to have that humility and say, well, I'm going to give it my best shot. But you can't go in and saying, I'm going to give it my best shot, but I know I'm not going to do anything worthwhile. No, you have to say, I'm going to give it my best shot, and I am going to take these criticisms and take, you know, whatever bumps come along the way, and I'm going to refine myself and hone myself and turn myself into whatever I need to be to achieve that goal, whether it's fitness, whether it's writing, whatever it is. And that's kind of the point of this whole episode. Also, as a little bit of a shameless plug for what I've got in the works there. So right now, the working title is Broken Lands. That's kind of the compilation title. I am also working on it, but that, like I said, is just the working title for the series of three short stories so far. So hopefully before the end of the year, Broken Lands, or if it has a different title by then, will be out, and hopefully you guys will enjoy it. Hopefully everybody meets their goals that they have for the new year, and if you were kind of on the fence about how you were going to go about doing them, hopefully some of my advice, as to some people, perhaps as cliche as it might be, hopefully some of my advice helps. But like I said, these are things I didn't learn till later in life, so maybe it'll be better for you. I'm HVK. That's all I got. The end.